This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchem haba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Vav. Actually, Seif Hey. Let's read again Seif Hey. Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Hey. If a shul has two doors, don't enter in one door to make it an exit, to be able to go through it to leave the other door. Darka is a shortcut. If the road existed before the Beis HaKnesses was built, and now they built the shul over your shortcut, you're allowed to continue to use it as a shortcut. Likewise, if you didn't enter originally to shorten your path, you could use it as a shortcut. When you enter the Davin, when you enter to Davin, it's permitted for one who enters this door to leave the other door. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, it's not mutter, it's a mitzvah. Not that it's mutter, it's a mitzvah too. It says the Mishnah Berurah, mutter l'misha nechnas v'chulu tzarch loymer, mitzvah l'misha nechnas. It's a mitzvah for someone who enters through one door to go out the other door. Uve gemara maisi lazeh mikra shenemar uvevoy ama'oretz l'fnei Hashem b'mayadim haba derech shar tzofein l'shtachavos yitzei derech Shar Negev, Vahatam, Kedei Sheyia Nira Kimachabev. What's the explanation? What is the Chavivus of entering door A and leaving door B? The Machzis HaShekel, the Dershu quotes, explains that by entering one door and leaving a different door, it shows the Beis HaKnesses is dear to you, that you're trying to traverse the whole area of the shul. You wanna make sure you tour the whole shul. You wanna make sure you tour from the north to the south. Chavivus Beis HaKnesses. Says a mechaber sif vav mutar likanes Beis HaKnesses b'makloi u'v'tarmiloi u'v'apundasai. It's permitted to enter the shul with your stick, with your money belt, and with your money belt. What does this mean? Perush mine kisim targum uveyalkut uvetarmile. I believe these are different kinds of pouches or wallets. A wallet and a money belt. There are those who say you're not to enter with a long knife or with your head uncovered. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Besak and Aruch, Lefisha Basic Nesses, Shu Miyuchal Tfilah, Marechas Yamav Shaladam. A shul which is designated for tefillah lengthens a person's life. The hasak in mekatzer yemei adam, so it's not appropriate to go in with a long knife. The ayin bel yarabba shadai tashen lachmer kim besak in megula. The yarabba says you only have to be machmer if it's revealed.
You could bring a gun in a holster, but not open carry.
Right now, we didn't say anything about guns, right? In other words, all we see is a knife. Let's see the fundamentals. We'll see how it applies to weapons today. Where the Bir Halacha asks from what the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not to walk dalet amos begiloy harosh, even not be beis hakneses. And there the Bir Halacha says, look in the Bir Hetev, that outside of the Beis HaKnesses, it's only Midas Chasidus. But in the Beis HaKnesses, it's a Chiyuv. That's why you see Ashkenazim, they sometimes see the Sephardi guy walk into the shul, and he puts on the yarmulke, and you think, oh, is he Shomer Shabbos? Yeah, he's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. What did he do wrong? What's the problem? You don't have to wear a yarmulke outside. It's only midas chasidus. Now, it happens to be, for Ashkenazim, they do have to wear a yarmulke outside because of the taz of v'chukai seyam lo yisei lecho. But that's the answer of the Ber Hetev. The Prima Gadim answers that outside the Beis HaKnesses, it's taka usur to walk dalet amos. In the Beis HaKnesses, it's even usur less than dalet amos. The taz says, Bizmanenu, it's usur midina to go li kisur roish, even less than dalet amos, even when you're sitting in your house. Okay. Now, let's talk about the knife. The Bir Halacha says, "I'm b'mishnah bura u'mistaber she'en lachmer ze'ela ba'anoshim da'alma sh'asrum lechu b'beis ha'medrash." This is talking about regular people who can't eat, and the knife is not for a utility knife, but a Talmud Chacham that's allowed to eat and drink, and he's carrying a knife to cut his salami sandwich, he's allowed to. He doesn't have to, there's no halacha, he has to cover his sandwich in the shul, so you don't have to cover the sandwich, he doesn't have to cover the knife. Okay, so Dr. Pinchas wants to know, what about weapons? What about davening outside of a shul with a knife? That Tzitz Eliezer says that according to the reasoning of the Mishnah Brura, it's not just, it's because basically this is meyucha l'tfilah, and tfilah is ma'areches yamav shel adam. So then tfilah ba'atzma is ma'aricha yamav shel adam. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, in his opinion, you l'chayra should not be allowed to carry a knife while you're davening. You know, velule de mistafina, had I not been afraid to argue on the Tzitz Eliezer, I would have presented a dissenting view. That if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura, that the Isser of the knife is an Isser on the Makaim, not on the Isser on the, of the Gavra. The Lashon of the Mishnah Brura is, Lefi shebeis ha-kneses shehu miyuchad litfila ma'areches yamav shel adam. It's explaining the Mechaber, yesh oisrim likanez boy besakin oruch. It's a din in the Beis HaKnesses. It's a din in the Makkim. It's a Makkim miyuchad laharich yamav shel adam. And therefore, you don't bring in a knife. But now the guy's davening in his living room, and you want to know, could he have a knife on him? I would say, why not? The Isser is not, that's a stira between the knife and the davening. It's an Isser Makkim. So in the living room, there's no such Makkim. It is true, davening is ma'arech yamav shel adam. That's true. But my davening is what, how does that have to, anything to do with the knife that's in my pocket? I would have said you're allowed to. Taka, the Tzitz Eliezer brings that the Mate Yehuda, which was a much earlier achron, says you're allowed to. L'maisa, the Kav HaChaim says in the name of Mekubalim that you should be Zahir, not to have barzel on you b'shas ha'tfilah. Okay, but now we're talking midin halach. What about weapons? Says Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul, Aser l'hachnisai. Based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, kol klei zayin aser. Now, by the way, the Dershah says, but you know, according to the Mishnah Brura, according to Eli Rabba, Ein lahachmer kiim besakin megula. So if you have a concealed weapon, it should be okay. Rabbi Yashiv also says, you're not to bring weapons into a shul. Again, but I'm sorry. I have to really see what Rabbi Yashiv says inside, but the way he's quoting him is that if you don't have, let's say, a cubby to put your gun, let's say like this, you're a soldier, you have a gun. Now, what are you supposed to do? Leave in the coat room? So when the kids are going outside, they have new toys to play with. If you have no safe place to watch it, you could bring it inside.
He said a knife that's megula. I mean, the knife in a shield should be okay, no? And the same thing with gun and a holster.
Correct, correct, yeah. However, he brings from Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat that if you can't leave it outside, it's better to daven b'yechidas. The Tzitzel Yezer says, if you can't leave it outside, yachal lahachnisa lezgiz aydei sheyifroik mimenu es machsonis hakaliyim. You take out the what do you call the container for a bullet? You take out the compartment that holds the gunfire. Because as... What?
The magazine?
Yeah, I agree. Also, you shouldn't bring magazines into the Beis HaKnesses. You shouldn't bring them into your house. But that's a separate story. In other words, the Svara is that in the state that they're in, they can't be Mekatzer Yom of Shaladam. Now, I this is probably a little bit obsolete, because what if you need to bring it into the shul to protect the people in the shul? So I would imagine in that scenario, in other words, like this. Let's say you have a guy, you have a security guard, or a lot of shuls, they have they have people who carry, and they have round robin. So let's say the guy who's carrying, should he daven b'yechidus in the hallway, or should he daven in the shul with a minion? I don't know. I don't think it's so pashat. I don't think it's so pashat. So you said...
Anything that's concealed is ever a problem.
I don't think that's so pashat either. Because the Mishnah Berurah brings Ayin ve'el Yerabba, Shadaitoi she'en la'achmer kim b'sakin megula. Okay? Mishnah Berurah is bringing his opinion. But you're right. If he wants to rely on that, he could rely on that. But what does sakin megula mean? Is it... Everybody sees there's this thing bulging out from under his suit jacket, Well, what is that exactly? He has a cat under there? Well, everybody knows it's a weapon. Is that, in other words, does it have to be concealed that it's covered? Is it like the challah that has to be covered? Or is it that you don't know that he has it? Why does it help when it's concealed? Okay. By the way, it happens to be that amateurs carrying weapons, many consider more dangerous than any outside threat. People who want to protect shuls because, they went once or twice to the gun range and they want to use that to protect shul, it's not the same kind of technique when you have targets as in a situation of crisis. So, okay, that's beyond this discussion. Siv Zayin, Yochel Loroikba, you're allowed to spit in a shul vad sheyishav shvenu baraglav, as long as you rub it in with your feet, oy sheyish sham gemi, or there's some rubber, sham yorek l'soich alehi nera, that if you spit into it, it won't be recognizable. Says Mishmar Loroik Bay Lavat Shalai Bishas Tfila Shmanesa, as long as it's not during the Amida, Kidal Elbasim Tzadizayan Sebez Viyazar Shalai Yorik Bifne Chaveroi Shemes, but you should also be careful not to spit in from your friend, that he'll be disgusted by. Harihaya Nizar Merakika. The Arizal was careful not to spit in a shul. Says the Sharat Zion, Umistavra de Bimidas Chasidus Hudavid, Avomidina Shari Kid Isa Begumara, Bain Sham Datam, Ki Beisoi Deloy Kapit in a Shalza. Ki veisai. It's your house. People are not makbid. The question is, what about those people who are ashirim, that they're makbid not to spit in their house? So then maybe they shouldn't spit in the shul. By the way, for this, we're all ashirim. I don't think anyone here expectorates on the floor of their house and then make sure to cover it up with their foot. The last person who did that is no longer welcome in their house. So probably we're all ashirim regarding the halachas of spitting. One more, siftes. Sifches. Tit sha'raglav roi lekancha kanshi kanslas bala. The mud on your shoes, it is proper to wipe it, to scrape it off before you enter shul. V'roi sh'leya alav v'lebgadav shum lichlach. It is appropriate not to have, not on you or your clothing, any dirt. Tes noyagim bahem kavoid. We are noyag respect in the shul. L'chabdan ularabtan, to sweep it and to sprinkle water to settle the dust. Perosh kibud nikoy habayis, cleaning it. Ributz zrika samayim al pnei akaka. V'noyagin lahadlik bohem neirois l'chabdan. The minhag is to light candles to show respect. Says Mishabur, lahadlik v'nogu lahadlik koydim shikonis adam l'spalo. The minhag is to light before people enter to daven. So the question is, how do you do that? How could, you've already entered. By the way, we had... later on, we say this is kavod la'makom, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ba'urim kibdu Hashem. These lights, could you use electricity, or do you need oil? Shal sechuvas koichve Yitzchak, mitzvah min amuvchad likom b'neir shel shemen. The Ner Ma'aravi lechadchil yadkenu b'shemen. How, I don't know who the Koich of Yitzchak is. However, the Malame Lahoyal says nispashet aminog lahadik es ner tamid begaz oy bechashmal. The minog is electricity. The Rav Chaim Na says that Noya Gimbaroiv Batik Nesias Lahadlik Ner Tamid Sheyidlak Yerman Valai. There should be some kind of Ner Tamid day and night. Mishum Kavod Shemayim. And also a Zecher Lamikdash, that the Ner Ma'aravi was always Dalak. It's also brought by the Chavis Yair. That there should be Shnei Neirois Tamidin of Shemen in the Beis HaKnesses Lechvoidai. So it seems like there are two in Yanim. One second. The Bir Halacha is Mesupik. We say later on, some Tavkuf Yadalad, that it's a mitzvah lahadlik neirois because of Kavod Beis HaKnesses. The Bir Halacha is Mesupik. What if it's a day that nobody's there? And he ends off B'tzarchian. The Mishnah Berurah says in Simreish Tzadiches, the neirois that you're madlik lefnei the Amud are for Kavod Beis HaKnesses. The neiros of the Beis HaKnesses are lahair. Okay, Rabbi Say, we'll hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.